I can tell you about Mukhtin Shabbos, but when it comes to Zoom.
The Zechanishmas Avimori Yaakov and Yisrael Pichas, the Zechanishmas Daniel Shane Bas Yeshua Falak. Okay, Rabbi, I'm sorry for the mix up and the delay. Today, Bez Hashem, we're going to start a new topic. I mean, it's not totally new because it's related to Shabbos, but it's another aspect of Shabbos, namely Muktzah. And you know, little kids, you know, all the Hilchas Shabbos is Muktzah. Abba, is this Muktzah? Is it not Muktzah? In their mind, Muktzah means anything that's usher to do on Shabbos, you call Muktzah. Anything that's mutter, that's not Muktzah. You know, that's how, somehow the little kids, in their mind, that's what Hilchas Shabbos is all about. Is it Muktzah or is it not Muktzah? They don't know Malachas, Drabban, Muktzah or not Muktzah? Well, so, but obviously that's not the halachic definition of Muktzah, even though Muktzah, in a sense, means Maktzah Das. It's out of your mind. So they're not totally wrong, these kids, because the Loshon Muktzah means it's Maktzah Midas. It's out of your mind. So in a certain way, you know, something is Nisr Malacha, you know, Maktzah Midas, it's out of your mind, which you can't do it. But that's not really what it means. So today we're going to try to begin to understand what Muktzah is all about. So the Torah tells us, V'haya b'yom hashishi, in Parshas B'Shalach, on page 1 of the packet, V'haya b'yom hashishi ve'echinu es asher yaviyu, that on Friday, you have to be mechin for Shabbos. So the simple pshat means, you know, you want to have a good meal, so you cook, you do, you bake, you cook, you do whatever you need to do. But but here, Chazal have a new pshat in V'hechinu es asher yaviyu, which means that it has to be in your mind that it's going to be usable. Say, for example, you have a branch of a tree falls off on Shabbos, in the middle of Shabbos. So then obviously, at the onset of Shabbos, you had no idea that you're going to maybe use it because it was still attached to the tree. So that means there was no hachana. Because hachana means hachana in das. Hachana in das. So if it wasn't, in other words, it doesn't mean here in the context of, or like an egg gets born on Shabbos. Beitzah shenoldah b'Shabbos b'yontif. So you didn't know that it's going to come. So you didn't have your mind on it. You didn't have das. So, and that's what muktzah means. That you're maktzah midas. It's not in your scope of thought. And something that's not in your scope of thought, that's the definition of muktzah. It's lacking hachana. It doesn't mean like hachana normally means, oh, you got to prepare for Shabbos. We got to clean up. We got to cook. We got to do it. But in the Torah, when it's referred to vechinu, it means in terms of mindset. So if something wasn't in you, now, like Rav Shechter said over, I think maybe from Rav Soloveitchik, that the idea is that, you know, there's a machlokis, Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, about muktzah. Rav Shechter always likes to say over, I think from Rav Soloveitchik, that if something like is an apple, it's in your fridge, so it's muchan, because, but what if you were planning to have a birthday party on Sunday, like Rav Shechter gave that example, and use that? So Rav Shimon says it's still okay, because you know it's there. Theoretically, it's still in your mind. And Rav Yehuda says, since you had in mind that you definitely want to use it for the birthday party on Sunday, like Rav Shechter gave an example, then that's machzim midas. But Rav Shimon, they both agree if they say the apple is attached to the tree and then it falls down on Shabbos. So at the beginning of Shabbos, everyone agrees that it's not in Yadas. The question is, what if it already was detached before Shabbos? You just had in mind that you're going to use it on Sunday and not for Shabbos. So is that called Machzeh Midas? Or do you say no, because since it's ready to be eaten, so you can always change your mind. So that's, but for sure, if it was attached to the tree at the beginning of Shabbos and then it got detached in the middle of Shabbos, then that's Machzeh Midas. Okay, so that's the idea of Muktzah, is Machzeh Midaitom. At least that's the beginning.
I'm sorry, Rabbi, can you just repeat once again the exact definition of that?
Yeah, in other words, your Machzeh Midas means that it's not in your mindset. It's not in your mindset. So if it's not in your mindset, so then at the beginning of Shabbos, then you can't use it on Shabbos. Say, for example, it was attached to the tree at the beginning of Shabbos, and then it gets detached in the middle of Shabbos, then it's...
Got it.
Then it's Aser. Because at the beginning of Shabbos, it wasn't in your Das to use it. Okay? So that's that's the idea here. So then, the Gemara here in Psachim on page 2 in Mem Zayin Amud Beis has a discussion about Atzei Muktzah. In other words, what if you have wood that was Muktzah? Meaning, at the beginning of Shabbos, it was still part of the tree. And then the branches fell off the tree. So if you use those branches on Shabbos, so it could be that that's a violation of Muktzah. And the Gemara says, is Muktzah Daraisa? So the Gemara says, yeah, maybe Muktzah is Daraisa. So that's the question. We normally assume that the whole concept of Muktzah is a Darabanan. But we just learned the Pasuk, Ve'echinu es Asher Yaviyu. So what's the prat? So is Muktzah Darabanan or Muktzah Daraisa? So if you take a look in the Chasam Sofer on page 9, he says, "Hein dorshim tchila levar b'kitzus k'sas kloli muktza. Ki shnei minei muktza. There are two types, the two halachas of muktza. Echad l'achila, ve'echad l'tiltul. There's one is an isra achila, where it's, you have a beitza shenolda, right? The egg was born on Shabbos, beitza shenolda. So there are two halachas. You can't eat the beitza, and you can't move the beitza. It's also lachila and also betiltul. So he writes here, umuktzo lachila hu korov l'daraisa, or daraisa mamish. He says that when it comes to eating muktza, like the beitza shenolda, so that could be a daraisa, or very close to a daraisa. Because again, there's something that wasn't muchan, it wasn't in yadas, from before Shabbos. And all of a sudden it appears on Shabbos. It all of a sudden appears on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to eat it. And if you eat it, you violate this pasuk of Achidu Asher Yaviyu, because there was no hachana. But the concept that you're not allowed to move it, you can't move muktzah, that's clearly only a drabon. But the pasuk that we just saw, that we started off the shir with, the pasuk Vehechinu Es Asher Yaviyu, that pasuk is about food. It's clearly about food. If Right, this is about the man, about the food. So that, perhaps, is a din daraisa. And they see, and but muktza of moving muktza, that's only a derabbanan. Now, there's another interesting halacha. One second. Do you have the number? Yeah, you have the number? Okay, bye-bye. So, but let me ask you, there's a third category. There's eating, there's moving, and what about hishtamshus? To use something. That's muktzah. Say, for example, if you'll take a look here, take a look on page 23. So look here. This is talking about yontif. Look in the Gemara. Here. We're talking about the oven. Hello? Yeah, what's the number, Rabosei? What's the number again?
Maybe it's 934.
934.
9454. 9754.
9754. Okay. Well, we started 50, you know. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, so take a look in the Gemara, page 23 of Chesem and Aleph, where the Gemara talks about what if you in your oven there's a bunch of ashes. Because when you have an oven, things get burnt up, so there's ashes in the oven. So are those ashes muktza? Because they didn't exist. So the Gemara says like this, La'amar alash husak be'erv yontif. Whereas if the oven was burnt up on Erev Yontif, and the ashes were created then they're not muktza. Aval huktza b'yontav asr. But if the ashes were created on Yontif, then it's asr. Because then it was created on Yontif, so you didn't have das before Yontif. So then he says like this, Heichanu mesalkim eifer kir b'yontav lafos al pashtida. So he says like this, that, you know, a lot of times they would go into the oven on Yontif, and they would want to cook something in the oven on Yontif, and lo and behold, the oven is full of ashes. So are you allowed to move the ashes away to be able to put something new in? So are those ashes a muktza, which they were created on, from the last time you cooked on Yontif, from 2 hours ago. But he says, the muktzah ain't also a taltal b'yontif v'shul ochel nefesh. In other words, you're allowed to move muktzah for ochel nefesh purposes. In other words, the ashes are muktzah. And now you want to bake something in the oven, you want to bake bread in the oven. So first you have to sweep away, you have to take away the ashes and put in the new thing. But you're moving muktzah, taltal muktzah. But the answer is, it's tiltal muktzah l'tzorach ochel nefesh. And tiltal muktzah the tzorach ochel nefesh is permissible. Oh. So comes the Marsha. Here, take a look. First, you have to see, take a look on the Gemara here on page 24. Tana Rabbanan. Ein somchim es akadeva bebikas. Chen adelus l'fisho nitnu eitzim elo l'hasaka. So what is this halacha? So let's look in Rashi. So he's, the idea is, in other words, you have a keder, you have a pot, and you want to lean the pot on something. So you can't lean it on a, say, a piece of wood that was that got detached, say, from the tree on Yontif. Ah, but what isn't it Ochel Nefesh? I thought Ochel Nefesh is mutter. This is the tzarach ochel nefesh. So why can't I use the muktzah for tzarach ochel nefesh, just like we said before, that I'm allowed to take the ashes out of the oven on Yontif to put something new in the oven to cook on Yontif? Because tzarach ochel nefesh, muktzah is mutter. But here we have a Gemara that says if I have a piece of wood that's muktzah because it wasn't detached from the tree before Yontif, so I didn't have das on it, and now I want to lean the pot for ochel nefesh with this piece of wood. You're not allowed to. But I thought you said you're allowed to do muktzah for ochel nefesh. So what's the answer? So the Marsha on page 25 discusses this. Take a look. He says like this: Vafilu mai shekosuv atoyses lekuli alma. On page, the third line, Sharina tiltu muktzah mishum ochel nefesh, hainu lasalik ha-muktzah, kugon grefes tanner. But you could take the muktzah and you have all the ashes, but you need the oven. So it's not going to work good if you have ashes in the oven and you want to bake challah. So you have to remove the ashes. So you can remove the ashes and put the challah in. So he says, why is that mutter? So he says an unbelievable thing. He says there's a difference between moving muktzah and using muktzah. If you move muktzah, that's only a din derabanan to move muktzah, the metalta muktzah. And therefore, if you need to move the muktzah, enable to you to put the bread in the oven, so you're going to move out the ashes in order that you can put in the bread, so then that's okay. But in the case in the Gemara Beitza Lamed Gimel, you want to use the muktzah. You want to prop up the pot with the piece of wood. So he says, hishtamshus b'muktzah, that's like achilas muktzah, and that's not mutter for ochel nefesh. Tiltul muktzah, we said tiltul muktzah is for sure only drabana, that could be mutter for ochel nefesh. But hishtamshus b'muktzah is muhammar. That's like eating muktzah. Right? No one can say, beitzah shanol d'biyontif. Right? Great, I should be able to eat it, ochel nefesh. That's ridiculous. Because it's muktzah. And muktzah is also ochel nefesh. You tell me ochel nefesh is mutter, but it's muktzah, then it's also to eat.
It would apply in all cases. I mean, we have a heter of muktzah, for instance, by tzarech lemkomo. Right? So then you would be also, you'd be allowed to move it, but you can't move it to a place where you'll use it in any way.
Right. So that's what the Marsha is saying. In other words, you can move muktzah for ochel nefesh, but you can't eat muktzah, or you can't eat the marsha's chiddush is that's not to eat muktzah. That's you don't need the marsha. That's the gemara beitzah shenolda, right? You can't eat the, but the chiddush is when you use muktzah, you're not just moving it; you're using it. Then that's similar to achila, and that's also even for ochel nefesh. So basically, we have three. We have the category of moving muktzah. We have the category of eating muktzah, and we have the category of using muktzah. And using muktzah is considered similar to achila, and then we're not going to permit it. Just like we don't permit eating muktzah for ochel nefesh. You can't eat muktzah. Beitzah shenolda, you can't eat it, but you could move it, but you can't use it either.
So even if something, Rebbe, is in its place, I cannot use it, or I can't move it to use it.
Oh, so that's going to be next week's discussion. It was like Rav Harford says, like a rock is muktzah. So am I allowed to sit on a rock on Shabbos or Yontif? I'm using it, but I'm not doing a maisa. Whereas, say I'm sitting on the rock. So that's a separate discussion. But here, in all these cases, you're doing a maisa. You're either moving it, you're using it, or you're eating it. So we say eating muktzah, that's could be a daraisa, because that's the pasuk. V'hechidu ashesha yaviu. So you're violating that pasuk.
Rabbi, but what about the original example when you talked about the pot and you're just leaning it against a piece of wood? Isn't that the equivalent of just sitting on a rock?
No, because here you're moving it to use it.
So what if the piece of wood was stationary and you just leaned the pot on it?
I mean, if you didn't have to move it, you don't do any maisa. So that could be different.
Mm-hmm.
Rabbi Simon.
Yeah.
What about the category of touching muktzah without moving it?
Right. So what about touching muktzah? So we're gonna discuss that. But touching muktzah also could be okay. Is not the same. Touching is not tiltum. The question is, do we have to be choshesh that, like, if you touch a rock, a big rock, So you didn't do anything. You just touched it. It's not moving. Certain things, if you touch, they're going to move. But say you have this big rock. You touch it, not moving. So l'chora, that shouldn't be achila. That shouldn't be tiltul. It shouldn't be ishtabshus. Because you just touched it.
But regarding achila, if you don't have it in mind before Shabbos, but somebody else does have the food in mind, like that they may serve it, for instance, then is that okay? Like if I go to somebody else's meat, you know, house for a Shabbos meal, and you know, I didn't have anything, I wasn't aware of what they were going to serve.
Yeah, that's fine. As long as they were aware.
What's that?
As long as they were aware.
Right. So you can be right.
Yeah, you don't have to know everything that's gonna. You're going to somebody's Shabbos meal. You don't have to have to tell you the whole menu before Shabbos.
So the awareness can be on behalf of other people.
Yeah,
I can be aware on behalf of someone else.
Yeah.
Rabbi, does anyone argue that something that derives from something that's okay stays okay? Or does everyone accept, for meaning the ashes, it came from something that was mutter, it became usser, but does anyone argue, no, it stays, since it came from food, or since it came from wood that was prepared?
No one says
everyone,
that. Because that's called nolad, because it's changed its form. That's called nolad. Nolad is a form of mutter.
Yeah, something but it's a unique nolad. Typically, nolad comes from something that was... Like the tree has no purpose, the animal has no purpose. Say it's nolad on, but here it was mutter food that was mechid to be mutter, and it turned into ash on yontif. So that's still the same category as nolad.
Yes, because it changed.
Uh-huh.
It got burnt up, so it's
right. Right.
There is a difference. It's something that came from something that wasn't muktzah. Like, for instance, if a kli breaks and a piece of a kli, now it's a different thing. But it's still a kli. It came from a kli. So that's not nolad, right? That
right. Well, that's the discussion. What is it? Is it functioning the same thing as it was functioning before, or is it a different function now? So
right,
we'll have
right.
to get to that.
Right. There's a good example. Something that was okay that becomes not.
Yeah. Now take a look at the Rambam on page 7. So the Rambam here explains the din of tiltul muktzah. Osru chacham l'taltel muktzahs dvarim b'shabbos k'derech shor osu b'chol. Why is there an iser? Whereas you have to have a different way that you walk on Shabbos and than you walk on the weekday. Lo sichas haShabbos kasichas chol. The way you speak on Shabbos should be different than you speak on the weekday. Meaning you can't speak divrei chol. Shenema dover dover kal v'chomer shulei tiltul b'Shabbos ketiltul b'chol. So too, whether you're moving things on Shabbos shouldn't be the same things that you're moving during the week. Because then you'll have an attitude that it's like a weekday. Because we're afraid that you're going to view it as a weekday if you start getting moved to muktzah. And then you're going to start doing things the whole day and you're not going to have menucha Shabbos. But that's the tiltul muktzah. But we're talking about now that there's a din of hishtamshus b'muktzah, which is aser, and there's a din of achilas muktzah. It's aser. And the Pnei Yeshua also says a similar idea. If you look on page 17, if you look for towards the bottom on page 17 on the right side, the right column, the first word in the line is Tuva. There, at the end of time, the fish is the Muktzah L'Achila Smechu Akra, where it's Muktzah L'Achila is command in the Chumash. Even though the Pashup Shan in the Chumash Vechinu means that you have to cook the food for Shabbos. But we're saying, no, it doesn't only mean that. It means that you have to have in mind to use the food before Shabbos. Or potentially, even if you go into your fridge and you see some pickles that you didn't know was there even. So we assume that you could eat it on Shabbos, even though you didn't have in mind. But like Rav Shapta said, it's muchen me'elov, because it's theirs and it's ready to be consumed. Right? So, but if it's not something that was ready to be consumed, because it was still attached to the tree, so then that was out of your mind. So therefore, even if it falls off the tree in the middle of Shabbos, it's going to be muktzah. And that could be a shayla of a deraisa. Because muktzah l'achil, just like the Chasam Sofer says, Rav Gubin poured out, the Pnei Yeshua says also, the muktzah l'achlila achsmu achra v'chidu mashenken muktzah l'tiltul. So muktzah, the tiltul, is only a derabanan. But muktzah l'achila is either a deraisa or at least it's an asmachta. So something we assume, poskei, like Rav Shapta pointed out, that something that's in the pasuk, even though it's an asmachta, has more. It's a starker iser than when it's pure derabanan. So it could be the pasuk pshat of the pasuk v'echino shashay view means that you have to cook before you on Friday. We are teaching up that it also means that you have to have a mindset that potentially you could use it on Shabbos. So the question is that extra pshat going from cooking to the mindset, is that a real daraisa? So some say, yeah, that's a daraisa. Muktzah l'achila is daraisa. Or some say, no, it's not a daraisa. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua says a similar idea. But that's the Yisod in. Yeah, so that's the understanding here. The difference between, and if you take a look in Rashi, take a look. Okay, I'll show you which. What? Take a look. Here, take a look for example on page 6. For the Rashi on the bottom right. V'idu lo'ochzu bein ha'shmoshers v'ada yatsurim denkan ha'chonu b'bod yom. U'man di'isli muchzo ha'chonu b'bod yom boy. Whereas the concept of muchzo means you need ha'chonu. And the chiddush of ha'chonu is not just, it's not ha'chonu the way we view ha'chonu, I gotta prepare for Shabbos. It means in your mind, potentially you might use it. And even if I didn't know that this apple was in my fridge, but I know that anything in my fridge, if I'll find, I might use it. But if I have apples on the tree, so then it's not in my mind that I'm going to eat, because it's not in a form that it could be eaten now, because I can't pluck the apple off the tree, so then it's felt in hachana.
So something the Dilma Mikle Yorchem that we use for washing dishes or whatever.
Yeah, no.
Doesn't that imply that there's such a concept that automatically anything that's edible, you might get company, you might serve it?
Anything if you cook, yeah. In other words, that's how if you cook on Yontif, you have to cook for Yontif and not for Chol. So even if you cook for Chol, but since potentially Orchem could come, then that's considered that you cooked for Yontif, even though that wasn't in your mind.
So wouldn't that same concept apply to Shabbos? Obviously not for the cooking part, but any food that you have in your house, if you get an unexpected guest, it could potentially be brought out to eat.
No.
And therefore, there would not be an issue of muktzah at all. Anything that's edible would never be an issue of muktzah.
No, because say the case that you had an apple on the tree.
No, that's failed in Veichino.
Yeah.
But saying once you have anything in your house, cans of, I don't know, whatever, doesn't matter what.
Right, so that's a machloikis, Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon says anything that potentially you could use, even if you didn't know about it. Say, for example, the Gemara's example, Reb Shechter likes to quote, is that, say you have a fruit store, right, in your basement. People come and buy fruit from you. And you don't use it for yourself, you use it for the fruit business. But say, in the middle of Shal HaShunas, you ran out of oranges. So you want to go down to the basement and take some oranges from the store. So Rabbi Yehuda says he can't do that. We pass like Rav Shimon, that since it's Muchan Me'elov, like Rav Shechter said, Rav Salvechik, then you can eat it. Then you could use it. But something that is attached to the tree is not muchen me'elov.
A piece of wood, right? A piece of wood that isn't muchen. If you have obviously, if you've used it before as a
I don't hear you. Reverend Lentz?
Do you hear me?
Now I hear you. I didn't hear you before.
And what if you never used it before during the whole, like, a piece of wood, you never used it, you only the only thought, I'm going to designate this piece of wood as a door stopper. You never used it, you never moved it, you never picked it up or anything like that, or a rock for a paperweight. You never used it, you only thought about it. Is that considered enough hachana to make it from a muktzamachma skufo to a plea?
Yeah, so that's a different story. That's muktzamach. That's another halacha. In other words, muktzamach skufo, as Rav Schachter pointed out, means it's not an oichel and it's not a kli. It's like eitzim vavonim. So eitzim vavonim is muktza that you can't be metaltal, and that's a din derabbanan only. But muktza lachila. So that means that you didn't have hachana because the beitzah shenolda b'shabbes, beitzah shenolda b'yontif. So you didn't have das. You didn't have das. So since you didn't have das, so then. But the oranges in your fridge that you didn't know about, you also didn't have das. But that, like Rav Shechter pointed out from the Shitas of Shimon, that it's considered muchan me'elov. But when it was on the tree in the beginning of Shabbos, the orange was on the tree in the beginning of Shabbos, so then that's considered the kuli alma, that's considered muktza. Because if it falls off the tree by itself, it wasn't muchan from before Shabbos. It wasn't oimed la'achila before Shabbos. So that's muktza. And according to the Chasam Sofer, he says that could be even a deraisa. Because of the pasuk ve'chinos asher yaviu. That you have to have hachana mibod yom. And if there's no hachana mibod yom, so you can't eat it, you can't metaltel it. But the Chasam Sofer says, the fact that you can't metaltel it, that might be only a din derabanan. The fact that you can't eat it, that's the pasuk in Bishalach. Vayom bayom hashishi, v'chinu es asher yaviu. You have to have hachana, and vice versa. If you didn't have hachana, then you violate this pasuk. Vayom bayom hashishi, v'chinu es asher yaviu. Unless you say that it's an asmachta, and the hachinu really means to cook the food, to make it. But the concept of muktza of hachinu means that even if it was cooked before, or it's right, like an apple is right to eat, but it was just attached to the ground, attached to the tree. So then that's not considered huchan, even though it's potentially could be eaten. And that, Chasam Sofer says, could be a nisa d'oraisa. So we have three categories. We have achilas muktza, tiltum muktza, and then hishtamshus b'muktza. Right? In other words, if you want to say you're having difficulty propping up something, and you have a piece of wood that fell off the tree in the middle of Shabbos, so it wasn't huchan, and you want to use it for something, Not just move it. Because move it, that's only the Rabbanan. But to use it, the Marsha says that we saw on Lamed Gimel and Beitza, to use it, it could be Dumya D'Achila. Just like Achila, you consume it. So when you're benefiting from it, so the Marsha says that's maybe similar to Achila, and therefore that would perhaps maybe be a Dindaraisa of not being mishtamish b'muktzah. But if you're just moving muktzah, that l'kuli alma is only the rabbanan. See, the lashon of Marsha that we said before in 25 is he goes tashmisho zeu ke'ein achiloso d'osah. That's using something is like achila. But moving something, you don't have no use for it. You just want to move it. That is only the Rabbanan l'kuli alma. That's only the Rabbanan l'kuli alma. And that's the Pnei Yeshua says the same thing as we're going out. That muktzah l'achil is mochamer. That's a pasuk in Chumash. Ve'chino es asher yaviu. And since it's talking about oichel, so obviously the idea is that if you weren't mechin, then you can't. You can't eat it. So either that's considered an asmachta, but even if the swarm here, right, even if it's an asmachta, which is, asmachta usually means only the rabbanon, but the fact that it's linked to a pasuk gives it a starker than a regular the rabbanon, Or maybe it's not even an asmachta. That's a chasam sofer, it was mistopic. Maybe it's not even an asmachta. Maybe it's a real din, din deraisa. That's what the chasam sofer wants to say. He uses a lashon karov. What's his lashon? Muktza the chilasu karov le deraisa or deraisa mamish. That's the lashon chasam sofer on page 9. It's either karov le deraisa or deraisa mamish. And then, you see, then he has another paragraph about what about getting hanah. So that we'll talk about next week, Beis Hashem. And in other words, is it benefiting from muktzah? Is that an isser? But that's a separate machlokes. And in the Sefer Shvili David here on page 21, he quotes this mashra. Chal chino tashe yaviu. Kach osu mogad avram. Mashra. Taaf. Telatoisis. Mutu lataltel. Biontu muktu lataruch ochol nefesh. Narak bachil amitza. Velo batiltu. Kol mogad bizim mesachas yontu. Vemandu muktu osu ein tzomchim kadeirem vikas. Shihei. So who muktzu the tashmish in the lechul? Be is a tiltul lav mishum mechinu. The agma is a tiltul has nothing to do with that pasuk. Of mechinu as a shayaviu. Chinu as a shayaviu is just talking about eating muktzu or maybe even using muktzu. But moving muktzu, that's for sure only the rabbanan. Okay, so that's the general idea here of the klolim of muktzah, and then we'll have to see how all the things play out. Is snow considered muktzah? Is things that is that considered nola? How do these things play out? But the general din is that muktzah b'achila is the most chomer. Then using muktzah is the next level, and moving muktzah is only the rabbanan. So then we're going to have to see what's the story of getting hanah from muktzah, or things like that. So that, Beis Hashem, we'll see in the future. But at least tonight, we started to give you the yesoidus of the etzah muktzah. The basic foundation of muktzah. And it's again, people, need to understand what the categories are and what the basis are for all these things. Okay, so Beis Hashem, next week, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we'll talk about the Hanah for Muktzah. Okay, now, hopefully next week, it seems now they might give us a new number every week, so we'll have to be more on top of making sure everyone has that new number. And dealing with it, but Baruch Hashem, we got through the basic yesodos, and that's what the Marsha says. Even though Tosa says you can move the ashes out of the oven to cook food on Yontif, but you can't prop up the pot with the muktzah, because if you're just being metaltel muktzah, it's mutter for ochel nefesh. But if you're doing hishtamshus b'muktzah, then that's like achilas muktzah, and that's for sure is osur. You can't say Beit Shanolda Beyontif. I should eat it. It's Ochel Nefesh, so it's Mutter. No, Achilas Muktzah is Aser, and it might even be an Issa Daraisa, Bein B'Shabbos, Bein Yontif, because it's felt in Ve'chinos Asher Yefil. Okay, Rabbosai, so it's good to see you all after our Ben Azmanim. I hope everyone's well. And
great to see you, Rabbi.
It's good to see you all.
Great class, and thanks for the foundation. That's sounds great.
Yeah,
good start.
Okay, so Bez Hashem tomorrow, next week, Bez Hashem will continue on the...
Rabbi Simon, I think it would be a good idea to make a WhatsApp group, and this way you can send one message with an updated phone number. If you, I'll call you. We'll set up a...
Yeah, okay, call me and we'll figure out how to
good
do
idea
this. What? Doesn't Elon have a WhatsApp group?
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay, we'll talk about it.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay,
good.
Thank you. Good to see you all.
Also.
Yeah, okay, good to see you. Good to see you. Okay.